Had a hard night gaming? Couldn't get past that level boss again? Experienced a glitch that has you stuck with an infinite loss for words? Then the Generations of Gaming Video Talk Show is what you need to ease your frustration and give your brain a mental massage. Generations of Gaming covers all the gaming news of the Xbox world, and the boys will add their own unique flavor of humor in the process. So stop ending your night with frustration, and instead, end it with a mental massage that will give you a happy ending. Tune in every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time to the LA Edge Web Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find more information on the LA Edge Web Radio website, as well as the LA Edge Web Radio Facebook and Twitter pages.
Generations of Gaming is part of the LA Edge Web Radio Network and is rated NC-17 for adult content and language. Generations of Gaming is not responsible for any listener who is under the NC-17 age rating, nor is responsible for what your mental massage may produce in the effects of morning wood or wet sheets.
What's up? This is Halo, owner of Black Lotus Tattoo Gallery and contestant on Ink Master Season 4, and you are listening to the LA Edge Web Radio Network.
Dick was a nice guy who always seemed to be the last one to know about anything. One day, Dick overheard some co-workers talking about the LA Edge Web Radio Network and how they loved the shows that were on it. Dick was curious, but his procrastination took over and he never checked it out. Don't be a dick. Listen to LA Edge Web Radio.
Hello America, this is the Swedish rock band Charlion, and you're listening to LA Edge Web Radio.
The following program is an LA Edge Web Radio exclusive and is rated NC-17 for adult language and content. That means if you do not condone adult language and content, and do not want your child exposed to adult language and content, then turn this shit off right now. LA Edge Web Radio is not responsible for the upbringing of your child, or is not responsible for what your child listens to or is exposed to. LA Edge Web Radio strongly supports the broadcasting rating system, and therefore does not condone anyone under the NC-17 age rating listening to this program. Thank you. Now, on to the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of That Podcast with That Guy. I want to thank you for tuning in, because to be honest with you, the number of listeners that have tuned into this podcast actually are surprising me. I just threw this podcast together as pretty much like a filler to help fill in another day of programming on LA Edge Web Radio, which is my wife and my network. And so I'm really surprised, though. So I want to thank you all for tuning in and sharing and spreading the word, because you guys are sending these topics and I'm trying to help you out with them. So I appreciate all the good words that you've been sending, and I've been getting a little bit of criticism because of my take or my role on the political show. But as for this podcast, I've been getting really good responses, so I want to thank you all for that. So this is episode 4, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and this morning's topic, whenever you're listening to it, see how that worked? Look at that, I filled in your day, is about marriage and pregnancy. Now, our good friend Amy Perkins sent in this topic and said you should talk about marriage and pregnancy. Definitely have enough experience of it, right? So, you know, as everybody knows, my wife LA is pregnant with our first child. I have my son Brady from a previous relationship, but this is actually LA and my first child. It's going to be a little girl, and she's due on April 23rd, and I'm getting really stoked for it. I really am. I'm really excited about it, but we'll get to that part of the pregnancy. We'll get to the pregnancy part of the topic in just a few, but first I want to talk about the whole marriage thing. I'm not exactly sure what Amy was referring to when she said marriage and pregnancy, if how we're handling it as a married couple, our views on it. So I'll try to touch base on a little bit of everything. Okay, so first of all, marriage. To LA and myself, marriage is a bonding commitment, really. We both said that in our lives, if we ever got married, we were getting married one time. And it was going to be to the person that we knew we'd be able to spend the rest of our days with and be able to put up with. And I mean, I say that with comedy, but I also say that with a little truth. Because when you look at somebody, when you're in the dating scene, you know, you think back when you're in the dating scene, or if you're in the dating scene now, like my son, he's in a relationship, you know, he'll be 20 this year. We got to meet the girl, Sierra, and she's a very, very sweet girl. LA and I both like her very, very much. But, you know, when, you know, people his age, though, that are single and are just starting to dabble in the dating thing, in the dating scene, you've got to find a... You've got to find a way to meet someone who you have something in common with. You know, a lot of us, I mean, in my past, I've dated a lot of people. And, I mean, dated is one thing, you know, but to be in, like, a serious, committed relationship, I've only had less than a handful of those. And, but when I talk about finding someone who you have something in common with, don't find somebody at a bar, unless a bar is your thing, you know. Go to do something that you like to do. You know, think about yourself, because you have a better chance of finding somebody that you're more compatible with if you are doing something that you enjoy. Because let's say, like my thing, I love going to live concerts. I love music. I'm a huge music buff, and I've been going to concerts since Ozzy Osbourne back in his days with No More Tears tour, and you know, Kicks at the Cumberland, Maryland Fairgrounds, and you know, just I've been really involved with live music because I've always felt there's such an energy when you're at a live music show that for that hour and a half to 2 hours, whatever it may be, sometimes you're lucky and you get three. I find it to be that it's that moment where you can just kind of escape the realities of life and just really, really just close your eyes and really take in the music in that moment. You know, that moment of just a community of people who love an artist or a band that are just together, singing together. It's just such a great, great moment in life. It shows how much unity that is possible in this world if we just really worked on it. But you know, so, sorry, like I said, my mind gets off track. But, so if you, like, I'm a concert goer. So I knew that if I was going to meet somebody in my life that I was going to marry and I was going to spend the rest of my life with, they had to be interested in going to concerts. Because there's no way that I could have been with somebody who does not like concerts, doesn't like leaving the house, doing this and that. Which, you know, I was, back before I was injured and laid out, so to speak, I was very active. You know, despite my time in the military, I was always getting involved with things. Like, I was involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters. You know, I like to do a lot of different things. Go out and hang out with friends, you know, meet up with friends for happy hour once a week, just do things socially. I was really a social person. And but now, you know, I'm more of like, okay, I'm in my mid-40s. I've done all the partying in my day. I've done all the crazy stuff. Now it's time to really just start focusing on my home and those, you know, in LA and our baby and and Brady, you know, and those that are going to be the ones that are going to be at my bedside on my last day, you know. That's the type of people that I want to be surrounded with now. The people that I truly care about and the people that I know truly care about me. But so, you know, when I met L.A., we were friends for quite some time before we even went on our, you know, first date or even started talking, relationship-wise. We were just good friends. And, you know, I noticed that we always had a lot in common that we'd talk about in conversation and passing and stuff. And, because we worked at the same place. And I was like, you know, I'm in a relationship right now. I have a child on the way. But in all honesty, I could not see that relationship going anywhere past the fact, other than the fact that we were parents of the same child, because we really honestly didn't have a lot in common. We fought a lot, and it wasn't going to be a healthy environment. So I had to get out of that, right? I met LA, and I started talking to her, and I approached her, and I said, hey, would you like to go to a movie with me sometime? And so we went to see, believe the first Independence Day, no, or Men in Black, or some one of those type of sci-fi flicks. And we had, you know, a great time. So that was it. You know, I think she even met me there. We parted ways, said goodnight, parted ways, no kissing, no nothing. And, you know, I went home and told my roommates, you know, I said, you know, hey, dude, I really, really like this girl. And it was actually my good friend, Steve, who introduced me to Lee. He actually went to college with her whenever I was in the Navy. And when I would be on deployments, you know, we'd always write, because there was no email back then, peeps. We wrote with pen and paper, believe it or not. Yeah, I know, it was so, it was such a burden. But, oh my God, these kids today literally have this texting email. They would have flipped out if they had to use pen and paper for all communication. But he would tell me about this girl, Lee. He's like, oh yeah, she's such a cool girl. You know, she's really into different kinds of music, and she's really a lot of fun. She's very upbeat. She looks at life in like this, just with positivity. And then I'm like, well, that's cool. You know, at the time I was like, that's really cool. You know, that's awesome. I thought nothing of it because I was in the Navy. I was halfway around the world, and I'm like, you know, there's no sense in pursuing anybody at this point because I don't want to put somebody through the pain of having to say goodbye for, you know, months on end, because that's just how I looked at it. Plus, I really liked to party when I went overseas, to be honest with you. I was a little shit. But anyway, so, you know, once we started talking and we found out we have all this in common, that's when we started dating. And it was great. You know, we didn't live together. She still lived with her parents. She was finishing college. I was living with my roommates, you know, because I was on my own then. And it was kind of a spontaneous thing that we talked at work again, ended up going on another date, and then, you know, eventually, you know, declared ourselves as steady, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you call it today. And, you know, and then it led to proposal and marriage and, you know, us being together through my time in the Marine Corps. And, you know, and through, I mean, we've been through a lot together. And I tell you, there's nobody else that I could honestly see myself, or even want to see myself, walking through life with than my wife. You know, because we're not only, you know, here's the thing with marriage. There's some people who get married and they think they're happy, but they're not. You know, a lot of people get married because of looks, you know, like, oh my God, she's so hot, I gotta marry that girl. But then you get to realize, or, you know, or, oh my God, he's so hot, I gotta marry that guy, whatever. You know, but then you get to know them and you're like, oh my God, this guy or this girl's an ass. You know, like, they're driving me crazy. So you've really got to get to know the person. Like, take your time. So many people rush into relationships. And, you know, here's Lee and I. We're not only married, and we won't only be celebrating, you know, our 20th anniversary next year, our 19th this year. But you know, we're almost at 20 years that we've been married, and I look back and I'm like, I couldn't have seen myself doing that with anyone else. Because here's the key, the three keys to marriage that I would give advice on is: one, communication. If you don't have communication, if you can't talk to the person you're with, or you can't share anything that you wouldn't, if you cannot go to that person as your first go-to, then there's a problem. Like, if you have one of your girlfriends or one of your boys that you go to first, and you don't go to the person you're with, there's a problem. Because that's, as much as you may not realize it, that's a trust issue. That whether it's the type of response you anticipate that you'll get from the person you're with, because maybe they're a smartass, maybe they don't care, maybe they'll give you a full lecture, who knows? But if you're with that type of person and you have to go to somebody else because you just don't feel comfortable in sharing certain things with that person, then you shouldn't be with them. If you can't be best friends with the person you're married to, then that's the second key. You know, communication, be best friends. I can't even imagine, like, not being able to go to Lee and talk to her about anything, you know, because we've both been through a lot of different issues with our families and friends and work of coworkers and all kinds of stuff over the years. And we both have always been that one thing, you know, before our house, before our cars, before everything, we had us. And to this day, we have us. And that's the way we look at life. And that's the way we look at our marriage, is despite who may come in and come out of our lives, other than, you know, our family, you know, and those that are close to us, we're always going to have the two of us. You know, that's where it started. And, you know, it's like I'll always have my bond with my son. You know, my son, I'll always have a strong bond with him. Even if we don't talk for, you know, amount of time or whatever, I always know that my son and I will always have this understanding, because we're kind of two peas in the same pod when it comes to the way we look at things and the way we project things with just emotions and whatnot. But communication, best friends, and then third, you can't go to bed angry. You know, my grandmother always told us this: never go to bed angry. And you know, despite trying to stick with that, there have been a couple times when LA and I've gone to bed angry at one another, but we always seem to be able to break the ice with one another the very next day, and we always seem to make it in a way that's comfortable for both of us. It's just, I used to be one of those people that really truly didn't believe in, like, soulmates and whatnot, but I really do now. I really truly do. I believe that you have to find someone that you can see yourself with 50 years from now. And if you can't see yourself with that person 50 years from now, then how about 40 years? Or 30, 20, 10, a year? You know, you've got to really... that's where a lot of people kind of jump into marriage too soon, because they're all hyped up on the adventure of dating and the excitement of dating, and oh, this is such a fun fairy tale type of life right now. Because when you're dating, let's be honest, if it's somebody that you really like and you get to finally date them, it's great. You have just this feeling of a high that you can't be brought down from. But that doesn't mean you just say, okay, let's go tie the knot. Because, you know, I don't have the statistics in front of me, but if you look at the statistics of divorces, a lot of them happen between the first and third year of the marriage, because people don't take the time to get to know one another. People are so fast to rush into things. You know, where are you going? Tomorrow's going to be here, you know, unless, of course, something tragic happens. But you know, in the normalcy of life, tomorrow will be here, and the next day, and the next day. So, you know, there's nothing that you have to rush into. Take your time. Now, as for the pregnancy aspect, I'm pretty stoked. I'm pretty excited. Because I talked about this on one of my previous podcasts. But I'm just excited. I've been to all the appointments with Lee, and we're now, you know, at 32 weeks, and it's coming soon. And the excitement of feeling movement or a kick or a flutter or talking to, you know, her belly and getting responses and hearing the heartbeat at the doctor's office or the ultrasound, seeing her. It's just such a great, great experience. To me, pregnancy is a phenomenon, because people just look at people and they're like, oh, she's pregnant, that's great. But I mean, you really look at the scientific side of it. That is a human being growing inside of another human being. Like, that is incredible to me. Like, mind-blowing that's the way that we reproduce. It's just wow. And I mean, animals do the same, but I mean, it's just to know that there's another human being in there, that she's right now in the womb, but to know that at one point in her life she could possibly be doing the exact same thing that I'm doing, sitting in front of a computer, you know, with her mic on and recording a podcast. Just to think that that could happen from just a being inside of a womb. It's crazy to me, you know? It's like people don't think about life that much. People just want to rush through it. And, you know, you got to stop every once in a while and kind of look around, because you're going to miss a lot. You know, I know it's so cliche to say life is short, enjoy it, but really, it is. I mean, with the amount of with the amount of terror and terrorism and disease and everything else that is in this world, life is short, and you should enjoy it as much as you can. You know, take that moment to text a friend back if you're on your way to a party and you don't have time. You know, when you get to the party, don't do it while you're driving, of course. Don't be an idiot. But, you know, wait till you get to the party. When you pull up, take a moment to respond to a friend or call a friend or whatever. You never know, you know, when it might be the last time you get to, you know, say something to someone or see someone. So enjoy it. Enjoy life. You know, the weather's nice. Go out and enjoy it. Dress smart if it's in the winter, like all of you out there that are wearing short sleeves in this February 70-degree weather. It's still February, right? The winter bug's still out there waiting. So look at it now. It was 75 degrees here 2 days ago. The day after it was 75, it dropped to 42 and we had a hailstorm. So, yeah. It's still winter, people. It's still winter. Despite what that little gopher, whatever the hell it was, said, that's all a hoax anyway. I think he just doesn't want to be bothered anyway. He's so over the paparazzi, that Phil, groundhog guy, Poxitani Phil. Ridiculous. But I'm excited about the pregnancy. I really am. As for the part of being married while pregnant, like, it's testy, you know, hormones fly, and, you know, but I also try to do everything I can, you know. That's another thing I wanted to talk to you guys about, with the marriage aspect as well, but I'm glad that I got to this part, because this blends in pretty well. You know, I hear a lot of, like, women say, oh my God, my husband doesn't help me do the dishes, doesn't cook, doesn't do the laundry, you know. No, he'd never do that. Why? Where is it written that says that men can't do dishes, men can't do laundry, men can't take care of the children, men can't take care of the house, men can't cook? Because you know what? I do all those things. I do all those things to help my wife. Because she's very tired, exhausted, everything. Today, we started doing a top to bottom house cleaning before the baby gets here. And with my condition, I have a really, really bad back. Got titanium rods, a spinal stimulator, everything. I'm like Wolverine in my lower back. Unfortunately, there's no blades that come out and help me slice people. But she was, because of my back, she was steam cleaning. Because I really can't do that because it pulls every muscle around my cage, and my cage just tightens on me, and it's my titanium cage in my lower back. It just kills me. So we were, she was doing that. I was, you know, putting up a shower rod. She got a new shower rod, and she wanted that for the guest bathroom, so I was putting that up for today. And, you know, and then she had laid some stuff out for dinner, and she's like, you know, this is here just for, you know, whenever we get hungry. And I was like, you know what, I'll just make it now. And she's like, no, and I, you know, I just made it. You know, I clean up the dishes, I help take care of the cats, I got laundry going. It's just, that's part of marriage. You know, if you can't help each other do that kind of stuff, it's your home. It's not the man's home or the woman's home. It's your home as a couple. And if you can't help one another with simple chores because you're too manly or whatever, then, man, you need to get over yourself. Like, that's what marriage is. Marriage is helping one another. Marriage is a two-way street. Marriage isn't, you know, a 50-50 thing. It's a 100% thing from both of you. And that's my only advice to successful marriage. You know, like I said, it's going to be 20 years next year. To some people, that's not a lot, because there are a lot of people that have been together a lot longer. Lee's grandparents both are 90 years old, and they're still together. That, to me, is amazing. You know, I only wish that I can make it to that age and be able to share it with Lee and Brady and our baby that's on the way. Not releasing that name. We're keeping it a secret right now. But because we're still kind of messing around with it. Or are we? but no. That's my take on marriage, though. You got to be each other's best friends. You have to be able to communicate and talk about anything and everything. You know, there has to be 100% trust. Don't ever give the other one a reason to doubt your trust. Don't ever break their trust. You know, so many people get caught up in, like, infidelity and stuff of that nature. I find that to be, you know, to each his own, but to me, that's just not me. You know, I went through enough seeing my parents get divorced twice. Yeah, that's right. My parents, not, you know, it didn't work the first time, but hey, let's give it another shot. Yeah. Before I was six, that happened. So yeah, that was, yeah. So that kind of gave me a whole outlook as a child of how I'm not going to be, when I get married. You know, I'm going to make sure that I'm with a person that I enjoy being with, and not that I fight with like cats and dogs. And some people enjoy that. Some people are together and they fight like cats and dogs. It's almost like it feeds them, you know, to be able to fight with one another. You know what? If that's what makes your marriage work, more power to you. But to me, that is exhausting. I have much, much more time for other things than sitting there and getting stressed out to the point where my blood pressure is soaring and I'm about to pass out because I've been fighting all day. No. I'd rather be able to chill, watch a movie, you know, take in just the time spent together. But that's all the time I have this week, folks. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Make sure to visit LAEdgeWebRadio.com and check out all our other programming. We've got a long list of programming Monday through Thursday. Every day there's a podcast airing. We've got some other ones that we're trying to get back on the air that are on the shelf right now, but we've got a lot of stuff going on, so go check it out. And if you have any topic ideas, please send them to us at LAEdgeWebRadio@gmail.com. That's LAEdgeWebRadio@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website, like I said, LAEdgeWebRadio.com, go to the Contact Us section and let us know. You can put it, like, there might be a little thing there that says which show. Put it for any of them. It comes to the same thing. I check it all the time. So send a topic in and spread the word. Until then, enjoy this awesome track by the band Charleon out of Sweden. I had them on my Sounds of the Streets local and independent music podcast. You can check that out at our website. Really, really fun band to talk to, and this is a really cool track of theirs. So enjoy. Live how you want to be remembered, people. Have a great, great week, and just be nice. See ya. Was hot.